This past weekend in New Hampshire included two things my next guest follows very closely: politics and marathons. He's Keith Shields, executive producer of The Exchange at NHPR and a 27-time marathoner. He's here to, pardon the pun, run through the intersection of marathon culture and political culture up to and including this election. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Brady.
As I mentioned, there was a marathon this weekend. It was in Hampton. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan was campaigning in the state this weekend as well. Now, for those who haven't heard the story, there was a controversy about Paul Ryan's marathon time. And you just start by describing that a little bit.
Absolutely, Brady. It all started on August 22nd. Paul Ryan, it was weeks after he was chosen by Governor Romney as the Republican vice presidential candidate. He was being interviewed by a conservative talk show host by the name of Hugh Hewitt. And basically, the interview was far less about policy, more it was a biographical interview. They talked about where he worked and what he did in high school and things like that. At some point in time, Ryan had mentioned that he used to run marathons. And Hewitt followed up with this question.
All right, just got to ask, what's your personal best?
Under three, I think, you know, high twos. High two, 2 hours and 50-something.
Holy smokes.
Well, this obviously caught the ear of the running community, especially a guy named Scott Douglas, who's the editor of Runner's World Newswire. I mean, here is hands down the fastest marathon ever run by somebody who has run for president or vice president. And so Douglas was very interested in pursuing that. But right off the bat, Douglas told me in an interview that he was skeptical as well.
Generally, if someone who is famous for something other than running has a significant running accomplishment in their past, such as a sub-3-hour marathon, we've heard about it. I had never heard of such a thing in Paul Ryan's background. The second thing that struck me was the vagueness of the time that he gave when asked what his fastest marathon was. The overwhelming majority of marathoners can tell you, if not to the second, then certainly to the minute, what their fastest marathon time is. So I started looking into it.
And so after several calls to the Romney and Ryan camp, Brady, getting other people involved, the Ryan camp had finally said that it was the 1991 Grandma's Marathon. They looked back to 1990 and they found a 20-year-old Paul D. Ryan from Wisconsin who had run a 4 hours and 1 minute marathon, 4 hours, 1 minute and 25 seconds to be precise. They checked back with Ryan and Ryan said that his brother had reminded him that he actually was not a 3-hour marathon. He was a 4-hour marathoner.
Although we should say 4 hours is certainly nothing to be ashamed of in terms of marathon times.
Absolutely not. I mean, that's a very impressive first marathon time.
Now, is this the first time that a candidate for president or vice president has perhaps misstated the time in a marathon?
Ironically, not, Brady. To be fair and to be nonpartisan here, John Kerry had claimed on several occasions that in the 70s he had run the Boston Marathon. ESPN was actually the group that looked into that one. They couldn't find anything in any of the Boston Marathon results, which obviously it's a prestigious marathon. They keep very good results. When confronted about it right before Election Day, John Kerry said that he had run as a bandit, which is somebody who is an unregistered runner. You don't pay the fee, you don't get a number, you stand in the back of the line and you run the race. Now, you obviously can't follow up on that, so you have to see what's the bigger infraction, running a marathon and being untrue about your time, or saying you ran a marathon and you didn't.
Now, there are quite a few top-level politicos and candidates who have run marathons with no confusion about their times. I remember 4 years ago when Mike Huckabee was running for president, he ran a race in New Hampshire and he had been running marathons. So there are quite a few of them.
Absolutely, Brady. You know, for something that only 0.5% of the population has ever done, I actually found a bunch of people who have run for president or vice president who have run a marathon. As you said, on the Republican side, Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, and he's run 4 marathons. His personal best is a 4:37, which he did in 2005. Sarah Palin, John McCain's running mate in 2008, had once run the Alaska Marathon in a pretty impressive time of 3 hours and 59 minutes. The winner for the Republicans, Brady, George W. Bush, our 43rd president. He holds the fastest time with a 3:44 in 1993. And I actually remember in 2002, Runner's World had profiled him. He had run a 3-mile race as part of the Presidential Fitness Challenge, and he ran it in 20 minutes and 29 seconds, which for a 56-year-old man who's president of the United States, I find incredibly impressive.
Now, how about among Democrats?
Yes, who can't forget Bill Clinton, who over his 8 years as president, you saw a countless number of photo ops of him running with Secret Service. Now, he's never run a marathon, but his running mate Al Gore did. He ran the 1997 Marine Corps Marathon in D.C. in 4 hours and 58 minutes. The other two I could find are actually the two fastest marathons held by people who have run for president. John Edwards, he has the fastest time of 3 hours and 30 minutes. And right behind him, Brady, you might be surprised, the second fastest time is Mike Dukakis. He ran a 3:31 in the 1951 Boston Marathon. He was a senior in high school, and actually that year he placed 57th overall.
So are those the standouts then, John Edwards and Michael Dukakis?
Standouts maybe in terms of marathon, but I have to say there's one guy who just blows everybody away, and that's Gary Johnson. He ran as a Republican primary nominee this time around, but now he is our Libertarian presidential candidate. He is former governor of New Mexico. And he's not only run marathons, he's climbed Mount Everest, he's done numerous triathlons, including he's a 5-time Kona qualifier for the Ironman.
You mentioned that politics and athletics often go hand in hand. And how similar are these worlds, politics and running? Do people have the same level of trust or maybe mistrust in runners as they do in candidates for office?
Sports and politics go hand in hand in a lot of ways. I mean, it's both competitive. It requires a lot of skill. It requires an endurance. But, you know, as much as we might expect a little dishonesty in our politics every now and then, we don't really expect it in sports. How this Ryan story has played out, obviously, for Democrats, they're making a big thing out of it. I mean, if you can't trust him for his marathon time, how can you trust him for everything else? Republicans will brush it off and say, really, there's more important things to worry about than just marathon times. You know, a lot of people have had fun with it. You can actually find online the Paul Ryan personal record adjuster, where you can plug in your best time and it spits out your Paul Ryan adjusted time. It puts mine at 2 hours and 15 minutes and 21 seconds, pretty much makes me an elite.
That's fast even for you.
Exactly. But kidding aside, Brady, I talked to Scott Douglas. I asked them, you know, why this really hit a nerve with runners. And this is what he had to say.
If there's a runner's code of ethics, number one is you do not lie about your times. And one of the reasons that I think that that is the case is that running in modern life, like one of the appeals is that it provides objective feedback in a way that's hard to come by in many parts of the rest of our lives. Running a race is black and white. I cover this distance and this time. And so the time takes on such a level of importance.
And you know, Brady, if this is going to make or break the Romney-Ryan campaign, probably not. But I actually think you would probably have the same reaction to this, where this Hollywood actor, famous scholar and author of a book who did the same thing. Unfortunately, it is a politician, and people at this point in time are very sensitive about their politics, and maybe that's why it blew up as much as it did.
Well, we'll have to see who comes in first in the political race, but thanks for keeping us up to date on the athletic races as well.
Thank you, Brady.
That's NHPR's Keith Shields. You can find all of our Election 2012 coverage at nhpr.org.